People should not say any psukim at the time of the Birkas Kohanim. They should be mechamed to the bracha. The Ramah says in the Kol Mokem Asher Shakohanim Marichem Haba Benigudim Nogul Kam Kein Doim Psukim Kamoshin Yisvar Leil Simon Nuzayin Kun Ochu Ach Yisa Toim Shaloi La'omra. The Ramah says that if the Kohanim are the Menagin saying a tune at the time they're saying the tune, then there is room to permit the tzibba to say psukim, but it's better not to say them also. Jerusalem says, surely you should not say words of the Birkas Kohanim out loud, or say anything out loud at the time of the Birkas Kohanim. Seif Chav Zayin Kohen, Ein Rashi, Elohim B'dayt HaYosef, and Shalosh Psukim, and Birkas Kohanim, V'mhoisev, Oiver, Al-Bab Toysev. Just like any mitzvah, you cannot add to the mitzvah, so to the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, they're also only permitted to say the three brachas and not add any other psukim to the Birkas Kohanim. The halacha says that there's a svar to say, right, the iser is only when they have their hands up in the fashion of Birkas Kohanim, they're saying out loud, like the Birkas Kohanim. According to that, if a Kohen just gives a bracha to somebody, to his child, he can add to the bracha, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav passes like that, and the Rashba's mashma says that also, but the Rambam is mashma that whenever the Kohen is saying these three psukim, he should not add anything to it, even if he's not saying it with all those extra conditions of having his hands upright. So a Kohen who wants to add brachas to his children, whatever it is, either say that independently, not together with the Birkas Kohanim, or have kavanah b'feirush that he doesn't want to give the brachas for the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. Shirf Sif Chov Ches. Sif Chov Ches. Kohen shenosu kabba v'achach ha'ilu l'beisach nesis ha'achal, mosu tzivu shalo yigil l'birkas Kohanim, yochel lisas gabba pamacheres. Even though the Kohen is not allowed to add a fourth bracha, the three brachas of Birkas Kohanim, he can say it twice. And therefore, if he said it in one shul, he could say it in the second shul. Because Baal Tosef is only when you change four out of the bracha, not when you say it twice. Sif Chov Tes, Kohen shalo yispal adayim, mosu tzivu mispalim, nesu kabba v'ein tzivu makvosim. Kohen comes to shul, and he did not yet daven, he could say, and they're up to Birkas Kohanim, he could say the Birkas Kohanim before he davens. Shmuel says, in the case where it's going to cause him to miss his Zman Tzvila, then he should walk out of the shul so he could say the Tzvila and not miss the Zman Tzvila. But if he was in the shul by Ritzei, and he called him to go up, then he has a chiyuv d'oraisa to go up, and in such a case, even if that will cause him to lose out the Zman Tzvila, he is required to perform the mitzvah and forego the tefillah of that morning